Everyone, this is Pam, and you're listening to a new episode of the podcast, Women Who Stutter, Our Stories. I am so delighted to have a return guest with us today. So I want to just give a shout out to Carolina. I'm so thrilled that you're back with us today. How are you doing?
Hi, Pam. I am very good and so happy to be back.
Yeah. So could you just update us, like, for those that are listening, Carolina was on some years ago, and probably things have been different in your life, so just share with us, you know, what's going on with you and what keeps you busy.
Sure. So in my job, I started another position, and I support people having disabilities in getting a government funding. Oh. It's called a passport funding, and it is specific for people to be social, so to go and see a baseball game, concert. Some people have to buy a phone, or some people purchase a king system to play against their buddy that doesn't live nearby. Mm-hmm. Right, so support people to build a
That sounds like ensuring that people with disabilities are included in yes. those communities. And unless yes. people do that intentionally, it's really hard for people with disabilities to engage with people that don't have disabilities. So
yes, totally.
Yeah, and it's really wonderful that you're involved in that kind of work, and yes, yeah. nice to hear that that's going on in Canada. So
yeah, it's been such a good opportunity to support people, and I sometimes take people to basketball games, to the to go to a helicopter rides, and just enjoy their own city. So yeah,
that is amazing, and it sounds like it's as fun for you as it is for them. I mean, like, what a job to have, having fun. Yeah. You know,
yes, and it's also a good to see people learning skills, such as singing, right? So they're practicing their singing and their form. So, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I'm really, you know, it's just important work that you're doing. It's making a difference and you're enjoying it. So,
oh yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So what better to ask for? So this evening, we're going to have a conversation about what it's like to be in a relationship with another person who stutters. And that's okay for us to talk about that, right?
Yes, yes, yes. I spoke to my partner and asked their permission. Yes.
So the first thing I'd like to dive right into is, what's it like? You know, what's it like to, you both stutter, like.
So first, at the basics, I'd say I don't have to explain if I'm having a bad day or if it's been a good day. He understands that. And at the, like, you know, sometimes he can push me out of my comfort zone, and I'll say, oh, you can ask for the meal. Nope, I am not. I go, come on, like, today is not the best day. No, Carolina, you can, right? And now at some spots, you have to tell people your number, your special number, your customer number. And so repeating that can be tough, right? But he's a big supporter and I am enjoying sharing experiences. And yeah, it's been a good experience.
Even when he does push.
Yes, yes. Even though sometimes you're like, do I really have to? Okay, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And I do feel better after I do a accomplish the goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or sometimes aren't successful and she'll still be supportive and say, oh, you'll do better the next time, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, do you ever push him out of comfort zone?
Oh, of course, Pam. Oh, yes.
What is he
goes, okay. Yeah. We both take it. Yes.
You take turns. That's cute. Because I know Sang, obviously, and I know you, and it seems to me that Sang is quieter and
maybe
a little bit more, and I could be totally wrong, but maybe a little bit more introverted than you are. So does that, is that right?
Yes. I'd say that is since us starting to be friends 5 years ago.
5 years?
For sure.
Wow.
Yeah, we started out as buddies, right? And I've slowly rubbed off on Sang, and when we're in a cab, she'll talk to the cabbie and, start up a conversations and talk to the waiting staff and such. So yeah, and we've met some people, right?
Yeah. So speaking of meeting awesome people, how did you two meet?
Okay, so I'd seen Sang at the conferences, but I didn't have the pleasure of speaking to Sang. Never. But there's pics in the Sang's passing by. Like there, it's hilarious, right? And after the Texas conference back in 2016, maybe
17, because 16 was in Atlanta. Yeah.
Okay. 17. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes.
No. That's. I just happened to remember that. That was. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And I happened to skip it, right? And a couple of days after, Sang added me onto Facebook. And something propelled me to start a conversation, because we add people and after we don't talk to people, but something said talk to Sang. I didn't know though, nothing said, oh, talk to Sang, because Sang said, woohoo. So, but just some thing said, maybe it's God said, you should talk to Sang. And I happened to say that I'd be attending a speech A Course in My City in Oh, really? I'm gonna come.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right. I go, this person's not gonna really come because it's kind of pricey, right? Mm-hmm. I said, I don't know about this. And we kind of stopped talking for a couple days, and then he kind of popped up and said, okay, I bought my ticket.
Oh, wow.
I go, what? This guy's coming? Okay. But still didn't like it. Think something like special, but yeah, so then saying it came and we met up for supper, and I don't know, it just the sunny. Disposition and being patient and thoughtful and probing, asking about me and my job and stuff, just kind of really felt that this person's a good person. Yeah.
Now, before that had happened, before he showed up, had you guys been talking over like Facebook or Messenger or over the phone?
I mean, not a lot though. No, just chatting.
So, yeah, did you eventually start like speaking over like, you know, phone or Zoom or something like
that? Yeah. Like that? After the first time meeting, yes. Yeah.
Now, did you think he was cute right away?
Yes, because just the person, right? Just the kind person, just the gentleness, right? Just the spirit. And also, yeah, he's a dapper guy. Fellow. Oh, yes. Ah. So, Pam, if I could just show you something for 1 second, and after we can even post it, but I just it felt to show you that is the first day. Oh, no, sorry, that's not the right picture. That's the first time I've seen Sin. Okay, I am really bad at this and you can't see it, but I'll show you, okay? But yeah, but that is the first time to see him, and I just said, oh, let's just take a picture, you know, kind of say, just in case, right? And yeah,
That's so cool. Yes, we can definitely post it on the podcast link where I write what I write up the notes. That is really cool. So, like, when you saw that your that first selfie of the two of you, like, what were you thinking?
Hearts going like, oh wow, like, I don't know, if felt as safe, kind of just knew right that this person's a good person. Yeah.
Now, do you know when he felt that way about you? I mean, how did you know that he felt like that too?
Oh, that was after, but he said, feel as safe.
Oh, good. Oh.
And then when it sang sad, like safe, I go, what does that even mean, right? And after it took some time and really thought about it and about like us both being able to share stuff about the past or about me being bullied in school or about my past and it dating or you know there's lots of stuff and us both were compelled to share and understood that we would keep stuff between us.
Wow. When did you know? When did you know that this was gonna be like a relationship? Like you were friends at first and then, you know, like so and then so all of a sudden it's a relationship.
When did I know?
Yeah.
Okay, so Pam, so back in September of 2019, in September, yeah, I'd gone to the Big Apple, and we both decided to go jet skiing. Oh, sorry. In 2018. So see, these pictures say it all, right? Okay. And so we decided that even though they'd been pretty stormy day, we'd still go out, right? And so Sang said, oh, you should cheer. I go, no, you go. No, Carolina, you do it. Okay, fine, good. So we are by the Brooklyn Bridge and took some shots, and the guy was taking our pics, and then he said, okay, if follow me back. And so the guy's like gone, right? And so there's me to turn the jet ski, right? Now this also happens to be right before us starting to date. Mm-hmm. But building a strong station. Okay, so I start to turn our jet ski, and us both, we toppled over. Now, the bad part. Sang's now getting better though, but Sang didn't know how to swim, right?
Oh gosh.
And we've both got on our life jackets, but we are both still like shocked, right? And Sam kind of started to get scared, really scared, thinking, oh my gosh, right? And the guy is like gone. I mean, gone, right? So there's nobody. And I kind of had to like tell Sam to be calm, and I kind of had to at the same time say, don't come to me because we both started to go and down, right? Mm. And then the guy started to come back, and I said, take Sang, right? Take him, like, put him up. But to go through such a scary time, that was really like, whoa.
Yeah.
And we kind of both like bonded and after hugged, right? Like, you could like know, you know, something's like starting, like, right?
And you were both scared, and you both shared that, right? And you were there for each, and you were here. You were there for him.
Yeah.
Wow. Does he know how to swim now?
Not bad, yes. So getting better, yes.
Oh, great, yeah. Great. Now, sort of winding down, but this is a question that I want to ask, and if you don't feel comfortable, you don't have to answer it, but so the two of you stutter and you go out a lot. Do you ever feel, saying, I know you go, you guys go out a lot. I've seen so many pictures and it's so wonderful. But do you ever feel, as a couple who both stutter, do you ever feel self-conscious being out in the public with people who may not understand stutter?
No, because I sort of feel actually protected. It's kind of somebody that understands, right? Totally gets it. And sometimes, yeah, people say, what's happening? Or you forgot your they'll like start speaking to sing, and then after they'll say, oh, sorry guys, sorry, kind of did it. And know that, right? But yeah, I kind of see that as my bodyguard, as somebody that'll stand up for me, and also will educate people at the same time, right? And he'll say, oh yeah, it came to participate in a stutter ring conference, and then that'll lead to more questions about stuttering too.
So what's next? What's the next steps for you in saying?
Well,
I don't want to answer that.
There's still a big world is to explore Europe and Asia and a lot, like in the Caribbean also. So yeah, so that's also another shared passion.
That's awesome. You two make a great couple. You protect each other. You share with each other. You feel safe with each other. And that's what good relationships are all about. You know, yeah. Carolina, thank you so much for sharing and having this kind of conversation, you know, and being so honest and, you know, being willing to be put on the spot. So I so appreciate that. You're so inspiring.
Sure. No problem.
Yeah.
Thanks. And also, I am happy that you are my end too.
Oh, you're gonna get me all choked up, and it's thank
okay,
you.
Okay, sorry.
And I feel very happy that you're my friend as well, because you know, we check in with each other and we talk with each other, and that's very important. So thank you.
Yes. Okay, Pam. Mwah.
And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.